Bright as Yellow by The Innocence Mission. Hello, good night. My name is Lydia. This is Radio Cures, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Up next, we have Support System by Liz Fair.
I need my attraction to you. Driving on 9, you could be a shadow beneath the streetlight behind my home. Driving on 9, I sure miss you. Past the motel, looking at the pines. Driving on 9, looking for 1:30. Maybe I passed it. Go. Thank you.
White Belly by Belly, and before that was Honeycomb by Helium, before that was Driving on 9 by The Breeders, and before that was Crazy Town by Velocity Girl. Up next we have Fleur de Lis by Juliana Hatfield, but this whole hour was basically just inspired by Liz Phair's Whip Smart album, which I've been listening to all day, and I had to play it today, so that's kind of the vibe we're going for. But yeah, I hope everyone's staying warm. It's freezing cold outside, which is expected for January, but it always catches me off guard for some reason. I always go outside hoping that it'll be springtime suddenly in February. but hopefully warm weather soon enough. So here's Fleur de Lis by Juliana Hatfield.
Can I get some bass?
Yeah, we
That was Red Dragon Tattoo by Fountains of Wayne. That was my dad's request for tonight, just anything by that band. Very good, amazing. Before that, you heard Number One Blind by Veruca Salt. And then up next, we have Yard of Blonde Girls by Inger Lore.
So run, run, run.
Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor or a face ID. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights on the Electronic Frontier Foundation on the web at EFF.org. This was a public service message from the EFF and WMFO. You just heard Feelin' Massachusetts by the Juliana Hatfield 3. And before that was Hypocrite by Lush. Up next, we have Whip Smart Girly Sound Version by Liz Fair, as requested by my lovely roommate, Kate. La, 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 la.
They stand tensies.
It does not stand in the
Krongvin and Leon Bridges, just to slow it down a little bit for the end of the night. And then coming up next is Catherine by Four Leaf Clover. Again, my name is Lydia. This is Radio Cures on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. WMFO Medford. Have a great night, everybody. Stay warm, stay safe, and yeah, have a great week. We'll be right back.
of the line, where you going to stay? You going to stay? There's a place in my heart and I want you to know that it's empty and hollow, but I think you should go.
Yeah,
I think you should go. And I was thinking,
gonna drop down, gonna rewind, take a picture, goodbye.